The story is told of our Lord that during the quiet years before he began his visible ministry, he was known as an expert yoke maker, being the carpenter that he was. People would come from miles around to Nazareth with their oxen so that Jesus could make those perfect yoke. And as they came to him, the story is told that he would measure the oxen. He would measure their height, their width, the space between them, so that the yoke would fit perfectly. And then they would come back and he would just measure them and smooth them out a little bit more so that as those people left with their yoke and the oxen, they would know that these would be a perfect fit. I love the phrase when Jesus says, "My yoke is easy." And in the Greek, this word "easy" means well-fitting. And so Jesus is saying to us today that as we join our lives to his life, that his yoke fits us well. And our Lord has an understanding that each of us needs to find rest for our souls, that we are to be joined to Christ in such a way that his yoke does not rub nor cause us to have sore spirits. For you see, we have been designed in such a way that we are to be yoked to our Savior Jesus. Now, in the biblical tradition, this word yoke is one that we see in the Old Testament. And it has to do with our living in such a way that we are joined to the teaching of God. And it's not by accident that it's in Matthew's gospel that we have these words, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." For earlier on in Matthew's gospel, Jesus is the one who says, "I haven't come to abolish the law, rather I have come to fulfill the law." And the Jewish people would have understood that to be yoked to God is to be yoked with the Torah, to be yoked with God's law. And so the beautiful thing that we want to celebrate today is this idea that we understand more fully who we are as we allow the word of Christ to abide in our lives. In St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, in the 5th chapter, at the 1st verse, he contrasts the law of God with another yoke. And listen to what St. Paul writes in Galatians 5:1. "For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery." Stand free in Christ. Do not submit to the yoke of slavery. Well, what is the yoke of slavery? It's living according to the world's values. It's living according to the world's standard. And what St. Paul wants us to understand, what Jesus says to us today, is that we are to find true rest, true joy in him. There's a great illusion in the world that says we're going to find meaning, we're going to find joy when we fill up our ego with goods, when we attain more and more stuff, when we are, in the eyes of the world, successful. In fact, the gospel tells us something completely different. We find true meaning, we find true purpose as we empty ourselves, when we turn our lives over to the direction of God. What did Jesus do all the time? "I've come to do the Father's will. I only do that which I see the Father doing." And the discovery of our lives is that when we join ourselves with Christ, when we desire more and more to do the will of Jesus, we find true freedom. Today, the church remembers a young woman about which we know very little. There are various legends told about St. Lucy, But the only thing we truly know is the following, that she disappointed someone who wanted to marry her because she had yoked herself to Christ and said, no, I am going to live the life of a virgin. And so because of her commitment to Christ, she was martyred in Syracuse, Sicily, on this day in the year 304. Now, imagine what life might have been like in Sicily at that time. Well, kind of like life today in Calgary. Pleasure at all costs. A world that had all sorts of enticements and said, come to me and find your satisfaction in a life of pleasure, in a life of freedom, in a life of doing your own thing. Lucy said no to that kind of life. Rather than living that way, Lucy said, I am joining my life to Jesus. And imagine what that would have been like for her. There was no New Testament at the time when Lucy lived. There wasn't the kind of established faith that we have now. But she was so captured by Jesus Christ that she said, I am his spouse. I am so captivated by his life, his death, and his resurrection that the stamp of heaven was not only on everything that he did, but his stamp is now on my own soul. What would have her friends thought? Well, within that Roman society, there was something to be said about keeping yourself a virgin until you were married. But to be a virgin forever? Well, there must be something suspicious about her. There must be something sinister that she is hiding. And so tongues wagged. Lucy knew the heroism of those who had lived before her, the earlier virgin martyrs. And so she was willing to say, that carpenter from Nazareth, that one who fitted yokes for oxen so well, has fit a yoke on my soul too. And she gave her life for Jesus. One of the beautiful things about Lucy is that her name is listed in the first Eucharistic prayer of those early women virgin martyrs who gave their all for Christ. For you see, Lucy had discovered what Isaiah, writing hundreds of years earlier, had said when he poetically expressed these words, he gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord, they will renew their strength. They shall mount up on the wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. Always, the world invites us to take on the yoke of slavery, to be bound by its values, by its deceptions, and by its empty promises. And this is particularly so for the young today. And so for those of you who are young, who are here, or who are watching on video, don't allow the world to entice you into its deception. Rather be inspired by another young person. Be inspired by St. Lucy, who as a teenager died for Jesus because she was yoked to him. May we be inspired to hear Jesus say to us, my yoke is easy. It is well fitting. Be joined to me this day, and so find true rest, true joy, and true freedom.